It's time to talk fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Sean Sullivan and Captain Bobby Afrescato.
Hey, it's time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. The gear Captain Bobby uses to not just go fishing, to go catching. And how does he get the boat to the water? Well, that's his friends and our friends at McConnell Buick GMC, Louie and the crew there. And they bring you the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, starring this man, Captain Bobby Afrescato. Good morning.
Make sure that Dalton's aware that it's always time to talk fishing. You know, we just do it on the radio on Thursday.
That's right.
Always.
This is basically
you and I. We always are talking fishing.
This is what we do for all the other days.
It's our second favorite subject.
Yeah, life is a fishing report for you guys.
Let's talk about
life
this.
Life is a fishing report.
This just sounds like a song needs to be made. Let's talk about this. It's August. It's hot, and you're still on the fish.
Oh yeah, and I'll tell you something. I don't know if it was that little storm system that came through or what, but God, we have had some phenomenal trips this week. The water levels are extremely high, and I'm not sure if that's backed up because of the storms that are in the Gulf or for whatever reason. The water temperature's still up there in the 80s, but it's dropped a few degrees, and so I don't know if it's that a combination of those things or the fact that we're coming up on this full moon, but man, just this week in particular, it's just been absolutely incredible with both some of the best size fish I've caught in a while. I mean, really quality fishing. It's amazing because they're in the same places that I've been fishing for the last several months. Just all of a sudden now, these bigger fish either showed up or decided to bite. I don't know. Whatever the reason is, I don't really care. I wish I could put my finger on it and get dialed into it, but I'm just absolutely tickled with the size, and certainly the quantity's been no problem at all. We've had just, you know, I don't know how many triple-digit days over the last couple months we've had, but the quality, you catch some quality fish, but the percentage of them in this past week has just really gone up of the big fish that we're catching. I want to talk just for a second, Sean. You know, you and I have talked for years and years and years about using live shrimp. Mm-hmm. One of the things that happened the other day, you know, it's so basic but that we take it for granted, but when you're putting those live shrimp on a hook, it's amazing the difference that if you take your time to put that hook through the shrimp's horn to where you don't puncture the water sac. I know that sounds trivial, but I'm telling you, it's amazing the difference in the catch that you'll make if you just take your time to make sure that when you put that hook through that horn that you don't go into the important part of his head, because those shrimp will stay alive real well for you, and that's what entices those fish to eat. So I was noticing the other day, I was letting some of the crew put their own on because we got real busy. And they'd catch a catfish or a ladyfish every once on occasion, a speckled trout. But when they'd swing the hook around and I'd put it on for them, it was just amazing the difference. And so I stopped them just for a second and showed them what to do with that. And it's just the catch went, the quality of the catch went way up just by doing that. So the whole point to that whole story is just take your time. Shrimp are expensive. They're hard to get sometimes, and they're certainly hard to keep alive this time of year, so you really want to make sure you're getting the most out of them. So take your time when you put those shrimp on there to make sure that you just go through that hard part of that horn when you put them on the hook.
Yeah, great tip. And remind folks, too, if they want to get a trip booked with you, how do they do it?
A-teamfishing.com is our website, and it's got all of our contact information. I know it's hot and everything, but we're booking actually for fall right now, so if you're thinking about a fall trip, now's a great time to give us a shout. We can get you fixed up tide-wise.
Good stuff. Bobby, we'll check back in with you next week. Or you and I'll go back to talking to ourselves this afternoon. But we'll talk to everybody else next week on Thursday.
Thanks, and y'all have a great weekend.
Okay, we'll do. Captain Bobby Afrescato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McConnell Buick GMC and McCoy Outdoor Company.